Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Gary Sutherland. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. And now, play ball. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds takes first base on ball four. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Bateman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is walked intentionally. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. Bateman throws to third, and they've got Bonds trapped. The throw to Bateman, and Bonds is tagged out for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball four. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey bunts between the mound and first base. Marichal scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. Fairley moves to second. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Marichal, and towards Fuentes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Fairley moves to third. Two outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Expos. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Expos. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. Day strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. There goes Hunt trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spear strikes out. Two outs. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutherland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 1 in the game. Marichal strikes out. 1 out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ferry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds, who is chasing the ball. Ferry reaches third base with a triple. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman strikes out. 1 out. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stoneman hits a line drive towards the mound. Marichal catches it and throws to third to double up Ferry. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 2 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Day for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal fires to first and picks off Staub. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hart. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Sutherland applying the tag. 1 out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spear strikes out. 2 outs. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 2 in the game. Marichal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 2 in the game. Sutherland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Sutherland reaches second base with a double. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ferry is walked intentionally. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson strikes out. 1 out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 3 in the game. Fuentes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 2 in the game. Stoneman is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 3 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Day moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Day scores. There goes Staub trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 4-1, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hart takes first base on ball four. Hal Lanier pinch runs for Jim Ray Hart. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.